Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Faith Class Radio.
Want to work for a kingdom organization? Have regular phone and internet access? Have a creative mind? Willing to give God your best? Congratulations! You are qualified to join our team. Urban Glory Campaigns is a faith-based corporation for global leadership. Our organization aims to minister to industries, communities, congregations, and cultures that do not look to the organization because of its religious background, but to the principles taught by our founder that reaches the very hearts of mankind regardless of religious, political, or socioeconomic backgrounds. With deep-rooted convictions, our message is a provoker of change. Experience the glory.
This is Selena Olivia, president of Urban Glory Campaigns, airing tonight as a special broadcast. We look forward to our audience expanding globally and the glorious gospel and doctrine of Christ continually stirred in hearts across the globe. If you would like to partner with us, whether it's with a monthly or a one-time contribution, we appreciate your giving. Visit our website at www.urbanglorycampaigns.web.com and go to our partners page. That's www.urbanglorycampaigns.web.com and go to our partners page. Stay tuned for tonight's broadcast. In today's broadcast,
no longer conform to the ways of the world, but being transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Stay tuned for a special broadcast teaching by Dr. LaVon Breland concerning relationships. This is part two of lesson one of developing healthy relationships, the lesson on a common evil, a creative cure. Stay tuned.
Hello, this is LaVon Breland. In 2000, I decided to start a ministers fellowship that was very successful on social media networks of old. And recently, by the prompting of the Holy Spirit, the Lord told me to relaunch it in a more organized and consistent pattern. And I believe that I have a ministry to offer to ministers at their convenience. And it's simply by joining what we call The Call. The Call is an operation for ministers to collaborate on creative concepts that advance the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. I want you to join us on The Call. Get information about how you can be a part of it. You don't have to be in any type of affiliation. All you have to do is have a desire to be called for the ministry and seek the ministry to advance on earth as it is in heaven, because we're all about the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we welcome you to join The Call and get involved in relevant revelatory training for today so you can be the minister that God has called you to be, with the backing of a community of faith that has endless bounds. God bless you and thank you for joining me on this call. Join us on The Call, The Call, The Call, The Call, The Call, The Call.
UGC is social. Visit us and follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/urban_glory and on Facebook by searching Urban Glory Campaign.
Christians must alter the methodology of relationships drastically from every context that term relationships, proving our differences in behavior through the benefits of our result. Says no longer conform to the ways of the world, but be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may what? Prove what is his good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Now listen, in order to prove it, we got to walk by faith. Because faith without proof, or faith without works, is dead. Faith without proof is faith. We need to really live by faith. We need to have a claim of faith for healthy relationships, going from ground zero all the way to mature relationships. Secondly, we need to have a cause that is Christ-centered, fighting for relationship restoration. We must never hesitate to keep the next generation from engaging the practices of the world. We got to cease We got to stand up in their faces, look at them and say, you're not going in that direction. You're going to learn how to relate to people healthily. You're not going to be a bully in society. You're not going to manipulate males and females. You're not going to distort the quality of godliness in the home. But we're going to resolve not to be hesitant, to hesitate to keep the next generation from engaging into the practices of the world. Which means we must come up with creative ways to educating and enhancing our Christian culture on all fronts. That means we need to engage in academia. We need to engage in internal and aggressive and political affairs. We need to engage into all forms of culture, into the music arena, into the culture, in the social arena, and put in the forefront Christian values real. Not talk the church, but like I always say, if we're going to be the church, be it all the way. Or don't be it at all. We must also engage specifically in political agendas by aggressively positioning ourselves in leadership in politics. Not just talking about politics, but actually engage into the political arena. This means especially in the legislative branch or the judicial branch, because they have the power and the means to change laws. And this is what's happening now. The judicial system is in conflict with the laws that have been voted on by the majority of the people, and the Senate and the Congress are not standing up and being voices of the people, but have allowed lobbyists to enter in and push agendas of a minority as a majority voice under the disguise of a majority voice, like we are accepting of various and fallacious lifestyles that are trying to distort the qualities of our liberty. But we cannot take this seated lightly. Why? Because we got to maintain a cause for a Christ-centered fight. The book of Jude tells us to contend for the faith. Glory to God. You know, I get happy with that. We must also return to the law of predestination in scriptures. For those who he foreknew, he did predestinate to be conformed into the image of his son. I would love for you to look at Bishop Joseph Matera's article on how to frame a nation with the law of God. For he talks about the Ten Commandments and bringing it back into the forefront of modern culture. And basically he tells us the place of civil laws in regards to disciplining the nation. Talks about us exploring the Ten Commandments as the great commandments of God and as the foundation of all laws for our lives. And he goes further on in historic reformations based on what we can do. And he outlines how the Ten Commandments frame the nation and the national agenda. And we need to go back to some of those concepts. We must have a cause that is Christ-centered to fight for relationship restoration. Thirdly, we must challenge people in the church to shake the complacency of Christians that are in the faith. We have to challenge the way we view God's concern for relationships and actually consider what his standards are for establishing relationships. We have to challenge existing in relationships to align to the dynamics of spirit-led biblical worldview convictions at all times, at all times, at all times, spiritually, socially, and in our secular professions. We have to challenge Christianity to exist in the household at all times, at all times, reverencing God in our private lives, in the expression of our sexuality and sensuality. Why? Because we got to shake up the complacency that is among them that are in the faith. We have to challenge the church to shake up the complacent amongst them that are in the faith. Fourthly, we must serve as a catalyst of divine control through the resolve of divine authority. We got to return to embracing the lordship factor of Christ. So we have to confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, meaning ruler, controller, and sustainer. And the realm of predestination is prescribed as the pattern for believers creating a relationship with God, because your steps are not suggested, they are ordered. We must embrace the wisdom that only a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit can provide for everyday living. For the Holy Spirit has been sent to lead and guide us into the truth. And we must embrace the challenge to deal with dysfunctional and imperfect people with the help of a perfect and loving God who desires to see reconciliation in the ministry and the lives of believers. We have to address dysfunction, but we also have to depend on God to deal with imperfect people and to embrace concepts of forgiveness through his love. So that way he can see that reconciliation which he gave us as a ministry of believers. Glory to God. And then finally, we must have a courageousness in the conviction through the Spirit from the aged men and women. I know that don't sound too popular, but we need the older people to stand up and to declare what God has to say to the next generation. We need to restore the attention of the elders to the conduct of the generations that are destined to exist after they demise. We need to be aggressive in the involvement of the next generation's lives. I'm doing personal mentorship with a young man who's in military school, and I realized, like never before, that once the mentorship that I was seeking is now and I receive based on the sacrificial efforts and time that people of old invested into me, it's now my time to stand up and be the older man and minister to the next generation. But there are some that are older than me that still have a responsibility to tell your story. To tell your story. And this teaching on developing healthy relationships will challenge the old first, and also those that exist in adulthood, to be involved and aggressive in the involvement of the lives of the next generation. We got to restore the transparency and openness and break down the barriers of vulnerability in expressing past and current challenges that have established the resolves and our divine dependency today. That means we got to talk about our hurts. We got to talk about the confusion, those vulnerabilities, those stages in life where we question things, those fears, those hurts, those things that we stand firm on, that we've developed in our adulthood, those hard knocks. We need to talk about those stories. We need to talk about those mistakes and allow God to heal us, but also allow God to speak through us to the next generation, that those things that they have encountered, they can get through by the help of God if they resolve to lean not to their own understanding, but in all of their ways acknowledge him so he can direct their path. Glory to God. And then we have to be willing to be used of God mightily for the next generation that is in the wombs of the next generation today. We have to be able to set an example for our children's children. Now, the future lessons are going to talk about relationships like some people may have never heard before. We're going to deal with sexuality. We're going to deal with relationships on a personal level, developing relationships in the workplace, developing relationships as a single person, developing relationships as a married person, developing a relationship as a married person. And then we're going to also be developing a relationship with God. I pray that you have ears to hear what the Spirit says to the church. Well, in Romans 10:9-10, the Bible says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you have to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Would you say after me, I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and that God raised Jesus from the dead. I thank God for the work that he did for me at Calvary. Now, if you say that for the first time, contact me. We'll give you some tools of how to get into the body of Christ and get established in the body of Christ. But if you prayed that, you have biblically learned what it means to be saved. Now, you need to get filled with the Holy Ghost and get dedicated to a Bible-believing, teaching, and preaching church that will give you the right division of the Word of God, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But it says, how can you hear without a preacher? Blessed are those that preach the gospel. So allow God's faith to be qualified in your life by attaching to the household of faith. And I believe with you that you will never be the same. I trust that whatever you set your hands to do, you will do, because greater is he that lives within you than he that's within the world. I'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.
I need a word from you. Hello, Faith Class Radio listeners. This is Selena Olivia, President of Urban Glory Campaigns. Listen, I wanted to come on tonight and let you know that we appreciate that you are listening to the broadcast, and we want to hear from you. Email us anytime at urbanglorycampaigns@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. Give us your prayer requests, any comments and compliments concerning the broadcast, praise reports, anything that you want to communicate to us concerning the broadcast and concerning anything concerning your life. We want to either agree with you in prayer. You can call us 24/7 at our prayer center at 202-709-PC4U. That's 7248. Call us anytime. You can also text message us at that same number. Also, those of you who are business professionals, those of you who are entrepreneurs, those of you who are strategic stewards of your money, we have a special stewardship program that is ran by Reverend Breland and a team of finance specialists that are kingdom persons, they're believers, and they found different systems, one in particular, that you can take a small amount of money and turn it into larger amounts, very similar to the talent parable in the scriptures. To find out more information, email seedplotproject@gmail.com. Seedplotproject@gmail.com. That's S-E-E-D as in David, plot, C as in Paul, L-O-T, project, project@gmail.com. For more information, or you can always call us directly at Urban Glory Campaigns. Just say, I'm interested in the Seed Plot Project or the Stewardship Program, 202-630-4842 for UGC. We look forward to hearing from you. We are ecstatic that you're listening to the broadcast. Tell your friends, family, coworkers, colleagues, everybody, associates, neighbors, that Urban Glory Campaigns has a special broadcast for everyone, every believer, to build their faith, to grow in faith, and to grow in God. Faith Class Radio. Faith Class is also on Facebook, and it's going to go on to other social sites as well. We're going to expand the class. There's going to be many programs that will extend from Faith Class. The radio broadcast is the core, and we have Facebook Faith Class. Check us out on Facebook. Go to Urban Glory's profile page or page, and you'll find out more information. Connect with us. We want to hear from you. Have a great night. Glad you're listening to the broadcast. Looking to hear from you, and tune in next week. Time to celebrate. This month, we celebrate our founder's birthday. December 30th is our founder's birthday. To say happy birthday to him, give us a call, 202-630-4842. Give you a shout out and happy birthday, and we'll be sure to have him hear it. Again, that's 202-630-4842. Indie Gospel Music Artist, submit your inspirational Christmas music to featured on Faith Class Radio. Email us, urbanglorycampaigns@gmail.com, or call 202-630-4UGC. That's 202-630-4842.
First Thessalonians 5. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken, are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their works' sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. Despise not prophesyings. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it.